We all know it's whale season right here in the Shoalhaven, and there's no better place to head to than Jervis Bay, that's for sure. A bloke who knows all about it from Marine Mammal Research, Scotty Sheen's on the phone. G'day, Scott. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Adam.
Look, I'm looking forward to this because you and I have a bit of a pact and a deal this year that I need to come out with you. Last year, we sent a whole lot of very happy people out on the vessel with you to check out some of the whales in the bay. But look, to set it all up, I know that we spoke last week, and there was just two in the bay. We're talking, you know, two mums and calves. Now, over the last few days, that has gone from two to an amazing amount, Scott.
Well, since it's been 8 days from the 1st of October, and we've had whales inside the bay every day, and we've had a total of over 30 whales.
Wow.
That's mother and calves and escorts that have come in and stayed. And the one whale stayed for 4 days inside the bay.
Yeah, right.
And we had a southern right whale.
Wow.
The other day come in early morning.
That is very cool. Now, how long do they generally stay in the bay? I mean, I know that, you know, so just talk one mother and calf. Mother and calf comes into the bay. They come from up north, coming down south. They muck about. They breach. They tail slap. They do all those sorts of things that mums teach their calves to do. How long is that mother and calf generally in the bay for?
Well, usually, like yesterday was a great example. We just putted out from Huskisson, and then suddenly we saw a breaching calf coming in past Point Perp and the mother, and it breached for a few minutes, and it came up to the boat and stayed with us for about 30 minutes.
Wow.
And usually they'll stay for a day just to rest, but we have documented them staying up to 7 days inside Jervis Bay, the same mother and calf. And this is just the start of it, so we're getting, you know, we're getting probably 4 or 5, and in the next week we're predicting there's going to be more than, you know, 10 to 12. We usually get 15 whales a day inside the bay.
Awesome.
So with each week approaching, with more and more whales coming inside to rest.
Look, you really do need to get in contact with Dolphin Watch Cruises. Matty Cross and the team down there, they do a great job. Their number, 4441 6311. Give them a call. You might even catch up with this bloke, Scott Sheen. He's a part of Marine Mammal Research and doing a whole lot of tours and showing people about mammal research. That's what it's all about. You've even found a couple of old whales, I guess, that have come back into the bay through defining photos.
Well, that's, we keep documenting the whales as they come in, and we got a mother the other day that had two big chunks out of it, out of the side, a possible shark sort of bites on it, the old wounds. But it was spotted in Harvey Bay on the 8th of September. So it took about 28 days for that whale and its calf to come from Harvey Bay to Jervis Bay.
Wow.
And it's expected to be hopefully re-sighted down at Eden. We send our photos out to different research and boats, and people spot them and call us back and say, yeah, we found this whale. So that's what we try and do up and down on the East Coast.
Very cool. And I reckon, Scott, over the next few days, any chance we might be able to possibly give away a researcher for the day trip? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
I'm sure we'll make a special call on in about 2 days' time, and we'll get some people on the water.
Good stuff. There you go. Hold on to your hat. You could be out on the water with Scott Sheen and the crew from Marine Mammal Research. Scotty, wonderful to catch up, mate. You take care.
No worries. Talk to you later.